This is a passage from the writer Anaïs Nin, who was a French poet, the lover of novelist Henry Miller, and of his wife, June Miller. As June walked towards me from the darkness of the garden into the light of the door, I saw for the first time the most beautiful woman on earth. A startling white face, burning dark eyes, a face so alive, I felt it would consume itself before my eyes. Years ago, I tried to imagine true beauty. I created in my mind an image of just such a woman. I had never seen her until last night. Yet I knew long ago the phosphorescent color of her skin, her huntress profile, the evenness of her teeth. She is bizarre, fantastic, nervous, like someone in a high fever. Her beauty drowned me. As I sat before her, I felt I would do anything she asked of me. Henry suddenly faded. She was color and brilliance and strangeness. By the end of the evening, I had extricated myself from her power. She killed my admiration by her talk. Her talk! The enormous ego, false, weak, posturing. She lacks the courage of her personality, which is sensual, heavy with experience. Her role alone preoccupies her. She invents dramas in which she always stars. I am sure she creates genuine dramas, genuine chaos and whirlpools of feelings, but I feel that her share in it is a pose. That night, in spite of my response to her, she sought to be whatever she felt I wanted her to be. She's an actress every moment. I cannot grasp the core of June. Everything Henry has said about her is true. I wanted to run out and kiss her fantastic beauty and say, June, you have killed my sincerity too. I will never know again who I am, what I love, what I want. Your beauty has drowned me, the core of me. You carry away with you a part of me reflected in you. When your beauty struck me, it dissolved me. Deep down, I am not different from you. I dreamed you. I wished for your existence. You are the woman I want to be. I see in you that part of me which is you. I feel compassion for your childlike pride, for your trembling unsureness, your dramatization of events, your enhancing of the loves given to you. I surrender my sincerity because if I love you, it means we share the same fantasies, the same madnesses. This passage I find interesting because it's pretty universal, isn't it? It's ageless, really, this idea that we are compelled by the physical beauty of people. We can be completely overwhelmed when we first lay eyes on someone who attracts us physically. And sometimes it can feel like everything she described. You know, she thought about perfect beauty that she had once imagined and it drowned her, and that her love was color and brilliance and strangeness. And then she talks about how she killed my admiration by her talk. Which, I mean, how often has that happened as well to all of us? You see someone who physically represents something that you think they are. They present or represent certain values that you have or certain fantasies you've had or things that you wish they were. And then they open their mouth and suddenly they are not that person anymore. Suddenly you see their human foibles. You see the things about them that aren't quite so beautiful, that aren't perfect. But in a sense, those things are the things that make them human, make them real. And I do find it interesting that Anaïs was still prepared to have an affair with this woman because she was so blown away by her beauty. I don't honestly know much about their relationship. I get glimpses from this passage, and that's why I like kind of exploring these as I read them, exploring them with you. Because the impression I get is that here was a passionate relationship that was based solely on physicality. And yet it's a relationship that has stayed with us in our vernacular, in our experiences. I mean, they even mentioned it on Seinfeld. I mean, it's been with us, this little triangle, this love triangle between these three people. They've made movies about it. It's existed for more than 80 years, I think. So you have to think, is it really that insubstantial? Is it really that superficial? Just physical, just based on the fact that she found this woman so beautiful? Or was there something more to that experience? Is there something more profound to the attraction we have for each other? What do you think? Join me again. We'll do this again. Bye for now.